This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
So, looks like Alex Preti, at least if you're looking at that video, was, in fact, a monster. The felony he's committing in the video from about a week ago carries 10 years. Punching out, spitting at federal agents, punching out the taillight. I don't understand how we're losing these people. I don't get it. I mean, for Americans, you fundamentally understand, yeah, when you get pulled over in traffic or whatever, you get mad at the police. Can you imagine spitting at them and punching out their taillight? Like, I can't even fathom that. Criminals can't even fathom that. It's just, it's crazy. But yet, Preti did it. And the person who's got the best grasp on what the Democrats just got away with here is Joe Rogan.
There's a lot of people that don't understand what's going on and why riots only in Minneapolis and why riots in the place where there's an ungodly amount of fraud that has been discovered.
Coincidentally, right around the same time.
Exactly. Like instantaneously afterwards, the narrative completely changes. Everybody forgets about the fraud. Now all anybody cares about is ICE and fascists and Nazis.
Yeah.
And it's
That's it right there. If you look at the surge Trump sent in, they were two types. Number one, to keep the officers existing, you know, ICE agents safe. But the others were immigration and fraud investigators. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. All right. I'm going to join this in progress. This is Tom Homans. He is giving a press conference right now. By the way, Tim Walz is already taking a victory lap and saying basically he won. After the Trump phone call, and Jacob Fry, the leader of Minneapolis, is already saying, hey, I'm not going to comply. So they're not changing anything. Let's see what Tom Homans saying.
I'm also pleased to announce I had a very good meeting with Attorney General Ellison. And he has clarified for me that county jails may notify ICE of the release dates of criminal public safety risks. So ICE can take custody of them upon the release from the jail. And let me tell you why that's important. I know people are a lot concerned about the manpower has been set in law enforcement manpower. Look, I've said this many times before. I've said it for the last several years. Give us access to the illegal alien public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail. It's common sense. It's safer for the community, it's safer for the agent, and it's safer for the alien. Because anything can happen on a street arrest. It just makes common sense. And for the people that argue, well, we're a welcoming community because we want victims and witnesses of crime that are here illegally to feel safe to come to police without fear they're working with ICE, we're not going to talk to the victim and witness of crime. There's no problem there. They should feel safe to come to the police and ask for help. All we want is to talk to the person that local and state law enforcement authorities locked in a jail cell. They chose to lock this person up. That's who we want to talk to, the public safety threat. So the argument is that protects victim witnesses of crime. But it's a bunch of crap. Victims and witnesses of crime don't want the bad guy back in their neighborhood either.
Democrats do. They vote. Or they will.
Great progress were there with the attorney general and local sheriffs. And one thing, when we have these agreements, it takes less law enforcement agents to do the job. One agent can arrest one bad guy in the safety and security of a jail where he's behind the wire. We know he don't have weapons. But when you normally release that public safety threat, illegal alien back in the community, we have a job to do. We're going to arrest him. So we're going to find him. And what happens is now we got to arrest somebody on his turf. We have access to who knows what weapons. Now we got to send a whole team out. Cover the back door, cover the front door, officer safety reason. Then because of the hateful rhetoric and the attacks on ICE officers, now we got to send a security team behind the arrest team. So what could have been done with one person in safety and security jail, now we got 15, 16 people out there doing it. I know that causes stress in the community. So if we get these agreements in place, that means less agents on the street. More agents in the jail means less agents in the street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is common sense cooperation that allows us to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here. Because we have the efficiency and safety of the jails.
Yeah, this is what we do in Spartanburg and Greenville. It's not hard.
Matter of fact, I have staff from CBP and from ICE working on a draw down plan. What does that look like based on the cooperation? What does that look like based on how many targets we have left to find? In my meetings with Governor Walz, A.G. Ellison, and Mayor Fry, as well as state and local law enforcement, again, I appreciate they all acknowledge that we do have federal immigration laws in this country that have been passed by Congress and that ICE is, in fact, a legitimate law enforcement agency charged with enforcing those laws. We're not making this up, folks. ICE is enforcing laws enacted by Congress. They're a federal statute. That said, I'm not here because the federal government has carried this mission out perfectly. First thing I said to senior staff when I walked in here is what I told you earlier. I didn't come here looking for photo ops or headlines. I come here looking for solutions. I do not want to hear that everything's been done here has been perfect. Nothing's ever perfect, and anything can be improved on. And what we've been working on is making this operation safer, more efficient, by the book. The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. No agency or organization is perfect. President Trump and I, along with others in the administration, have recognized that certain improvements could and should be made. That's exactly what I'm doing here. As such, in meetings I've had with federal law enforcement managers, including ICE and CBP and other federal partners, as well as state and local officials, I have conveyed the president's expectations with regard to federal immigration enforcement efforts. We will conduct targeted enforcement operations. Targeted. What we've done for decades. When we hit the streets, we know exactly who we're looking for. Good idea where we may find them. You have a criminal history. You have their immigration history. A lot of information about this person that we get from numerous databases out there. Targeted, strategic enforcement operations.
That's Tom Homan, and he is, that's Tom Homan doing his press conference right now. Describing, you wonder why are we having these riots in, here in Greenville and Spartanburg? We just hand them over. We have 287G. When we arrest them and they're sitting in the jail and they're wanted by Interpol, we call ICE. ICE picks them up, frees up to sell. Next one. Democrats fight like hell in the streets and get killed trying to keep them. What he just described there sounds incredibly reasonable, right? Coming up, we'll talk about how Democrats are describing that.
I don't think that the comparisons with Nazi Germany are extreme, because that's what happened too. That's why ordinary German citizens began to accept the idea that certain members of their community would be singled out.
I want Stephen Miller to be the number one in the Nuremberg trials when this is done. When this is done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one who is tried and convicted and dangles.
That's what they're describing as the Nazism, turning over hardened criminals in the jail to ICE in the jail instead of turning them loose where ICE has to hunt them.
Hi, this is Elliot Forehan, candidate for Ohio Attorney General. I want to tell you what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump. I mean, I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.